This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Gordon Chang, at Gordon G. Chang, Gatestone Newsweek in The Hill. And we're joined by Rick Fisher of the International Assessment and Strategy Center. And we immediately go to North Africa, Morocco, and Algeria. The breaking news is about wildfires. That is a global story. But this instance, it's important to interpret these wildfires as part of a regional conflict that involves larger players. The headline, Algeria detains 30 people over wildfires. Algeria has detained 30 people, including seven members of a separatist group that the government has declared a terrorist organization for involvement in wildfires that killed at least 65 people. Authorities have blamed the MAK group, which seeks independence for the Berber-speaking region, for the devastating forest fires, and also accused Morocco of backing the MAK. Gordon, the dispute between Morocco and Algeria, Morocco being the coastal part of North Africa, Algeria its immediate neighbor. This involves larger players. How so, Gordon?
Hi, John. Algeria is being backed by both Russia and China. And Morocco is a friend of Israel as well as a friend of the United States. Morocco is extremely concerned that it will, there will be an invasion of some sort of its southern territories by Algeria. Algeria at the end of last month severed diplomatic relations with Rabat, and the Moroccans are expecting the worst.
And Gordon, you say that China and Russia are involved in what fashion? Is China's only concerns in Africa, as I understand it, are natural resources. Is that part of the story?
That's part of the story. Morocco holds 70% of the world's phosphate reserves. Algeria actually also has substantial phosphate reserves. This is important for China, which has a severe food crisis right now because it needs the fertilizer. There's also Belt and Road implications for this, but this really is starting to look like China supporting the Algerians as in sort of a proxy fashion to go after Israel and the U.S.
Gordon, you have a question for Rick.
Rick, if you could talk about the types of weapons that China is selling Algeria.
Certainly, Gordon and John. By and large, Algeria is buying Russian kit. Their air force largely consists of Sukhoi strike fighters. And it may be purchasing the newer Sukhoi 35 4 plus generation fighter, and even rumored to be after the Su-57 fifth generation fighter. But where China comes in is in critical niche capabilities for military political coercion short of large scale warfare. China has sold Algeria its China Aerospace Science and Industry Corporation, CH-4 Unmanned Aerial Combat Vehicle, or UCAV. This is an unmanned aircraft about the same size and capability as the American Predator 2. And we all know how capable, stealthy, and in insidious drone weapons can be. The CH-4 is a capability that Morocco does not have. They do not have equivalent drones like this. So Algeria can range up and down throughout Moroccan territory and perform terroristic strikes that put pressure on the Moroccan government to concede. And that will favor China's interests as well as Russia's interests. And secondly, recently, China has sold Algeria the HJ-12 shoulder-launched anti-tank missile. Now, this sounds mundane, but this small missile is about as capable as the American Javelin shoulder-launched anti-tank missile, which is capable of taking out most main battle tanks on the field today. So the HJ-12 is also expected to be about as capable, meaning it is a threat to Morocco's Abrams main battle tanks.
Rick, this is an impressive array of equipment. Is there an arms race underway for some time in North Africa? Is that what you're evidencing?
Oh, yes. Morocco and Algeria have been engaged in an arms race pretty steadily for most of the last decade. Algeria has acquired 6 Kilo class submarines. If it ever wanted to try to impose some kind of blockade or mine Moroccan ports, and has also obtained 3 Chinese frigates, and has just also purchased, that are still being built, 3 Chinese modern corvettes.
Did I hear you list any of the battle drones that we've heard talked about in other conflicts?
Yes. The Chinese have sold to the Algerians their CH-4 Predator 2 size UCAV.
With capabilities of striking at Morocco, does Morocco have a defense from battle drones? I know this is fresh to the battlefield. Have they got a counter? Have they got their own battle drones?
No, they don't have a similar drone. They have shoulder-launched weapons and other anti-aircraft defenses that could shoot them down, but drones are hard to detect, especially if they're flying close to the earth, and they are just deadly accurate. So the drone is a threat to the Moroccan political leadership.
Gordon, how does this advance China? What China doesn't want to get involved in a shooting war.
No, it doesn't. But it certainly wants a friend in that part of the world, and Algeria traditionally has been that friend. Also, it would very much like, I'm sure, to upset the Abraham Accords, Morocco being a part of that. And anything that gives the United States difficulty, especially because the U.S. has weighed in on the territorial dispute between those two countries. So there's a lot here that it can bedevil Washington and certainly distract it from broader goals in the region.
Your understanding, Gordon, has the U.S. weighed in on this potential conflict? And I just can't sense the timeline here. Are they ready to shoot, Gordon?
Oh, the Moroccans think that there is the possibility that the Algerians will shoot in the very near future. And that's why they're extremely concerned about the way things have been going, especially with the break in diplomatic relations.
And the U.S., where are we? Or is it too early to establish a North African policy?
Well, that North African policy, I think, was established in the latter part of the Trump years, when we fully came down on the side of Morocco. But right now, it's not clear what the Biden administration will do, largely because they have shown, if not hostility, at least indifference to all of the Abraham Accords.
So what we're looking at here, Gordon, is neocolonialism with guns.
Certainly on the part of the Chinese, because they would like to make sure their Belt and Road initiative is, fully in place in the rim of North Africa.
And is it successful now? Have they intimidated Morocco? And because Rick lists a long list of arsenals. Is Morocco backing away?
Morocco is not backing away, John, but I think that they are extremely concerned about China's support for the Algerian regime.
And Rick, a final question, 30 seconds. The array of weaponry would require sustained replacement. Is this something that could go on for days or weeks? Or what are we looking at if they come to blows? 30 seconds, Rick.
Well, I think the United States certainly has the capability to resupply Morocco. But if Algeria does strike first, then it can obtain so many advantages. And to Gordon's point, China's goal is to strengthen its hegemony over all of Africa. Morocco stands out as a friend of the United States. And China, I think, dearly wants to diminish that friendship, destroy that friendship.
Rick Fisher at the National Assessment and Strategy Center, Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.